Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, welcome back. Pat Fitzgibbons, August 18th, 2016. Happy Thursday, wherever you're at, whatever you're doing. I appreciate you being here to this episode 25. Yeah, episode 25. I can't believe we're already there, but we are. I wanted to give a big shout out to my good friend, Audie V. Hill, who is an educator, very good educator, a professor and instructor. And I wanted to give a shout out to his students at Ashford University Homeland Security class and Meade High School criminal justice class. I appreciate, Audie, your students listening to me. I appreciate you tuning them in to my podcast. And if everybody could go over to iTunes and leave me a review, I would appreciate it. I hope everybody is well, wherever you're at, on this Thursday. So thank you for tuning in. I wanted to talk a little bit about education today, since we're Audie got me inspired to do a little podcast about education and the importance of education. Audie and I worked together for years in higher education, and I think it is very important for officers to pursue degrees and to go for that formal education. Now, depending on where you're at, it might help you a lot, or you might not. You know, I mean, you'll always have the benefit of that education, but as far as using it in your department, that might not happen as quick as you like it. Again, it's going to depend on which department you are at. Some departments, I always get this question from students of mine, you know, what about this department? What about that department? Do departments require education, any kind of formal education? And it really depends on the department. You know, I know here in Colorado, a handful of departments want bachelor's degrees. When you start talking about the upper echelons of law enforcement, like command staff and chief of police, most departments, I'm not going to say all, but most require some sort of graduate degree work. So it really depends on the department that you want to go work for. Most departments have websites. If they don't have a website, you can call up the city and talk to the human resources, or call the department and ask, you know, just point blank, what are the educational requirements. Now, I've said for years, and I really do believe, just because officers don't have formal education does not mean that they're not good officers. Some of the best officers I've ever worked with do not have formal educations. Now, formal educations are going to help with obviously having that knowledge and educating yourself, that lifelong learning, which is so important, but they're going to help you with the promotional process when you go start going through assessment centers and doing those things. So assessment centers are basically a promotional centers that most of us have to go through to get to that next level in our department. So education is very, very important. Lifelong learning. But some of the most beneficial learning I have found for myself has been outside of the classroom. Not that my formal education's not important, but I find that by constantly reading books, listening to podcasts of some of the most interesting people that I've listened to, like Tim Ferriss and Lewis Howes and Jamie Masters, you know, and classics like Dale Carnegie, I would encourage everybody to go pick up these books. I mean, you know, they talk about leadership, mentorship. They're very humble in their approach. They don't talk about, it's very little about ego when it comes to some of these great people that I listen to. So I would encourage you to not only go back to school if you haven't already, and if you're thinking about taking that step to go back to school, and many of us are. I was in the same step at one time. I would encourage you to do that. There's a lot of degrees out there that are tailored for law enforcement and criminal justice, obviously. Your department or department you're interested in might offer some sort of tuition reimbursement, which is great if they do. So that's further incentive to go back to school, because education is very important. It is very important. It's not going to hurt you. It's only going to help you. But I would encourage everybody to also look outside of the classroom. Education doesn't start just when you get out of the classroom. It is so important to continue that education, and educators like Audie and myself will continue to say that. It is so important to keep up that lifelong learning, and I would encourage everybody to go pick up some of these self-help books. They are awesome. I'm telling you, they really, really change your perspective on things. They have mine. So again, Tim Ferriss is a good one. Jamie Masters, Lewis Howes, there's many, many more out there that I would personally give a recommendation for. So pick them up, folks. They can only help you, okay? So with that, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up. I just wanted to pop in for a few minutes on this Thursday. Again, whatever you're doing out there in the world, I appreciate you taking the time. I try not to have these very, very long podcasts. I want to give you the information quick. and I want you to absorb the information, and I don't want you to bore you. Hopefully I'm not. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and end, and I hope everybody is doing great, and I look forward to our next podcast, which is coming this weekend, folks. Take care, everybody, and be safe. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast, and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.